Kenny.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on BizTalk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
It is a good Saturday morning here in the studio from the iHeartRadio studios, broadcasting from beautiful San Diego, California. It is Garden America. Welcome once again. I'm Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. John@gardenamerica.com. Questions, comments. You can also post your questions right there on Facebook. We are Facebook Live right now. You can wave to the camera, John. It's right there. You can wave. And
John's, this has been a camera in here?
Yeah, there's been a camera here now for a couple of months, John.
People who got on early were taking a look at Tiger showing me how to turn off the noise on my computer. I was listening. I still don't know what I was doing.
Well, you're a bit loopy because you got in late last night from Chicago, and I've had about probably 5 hours sleep in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, someone on Facebook said, nice of you guys to get up early this morning, and I was thinking, you never even went to bed. Practically, right?
I'm wrecked. I'm going to leave here. Yeah, I wish. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave here and go home and take a nap and get ready for the Aztec Fan Fest today at the stadium. So that's my other thing I got to do.
Now, when I came in, you suggested that we go back to the idea you've had for years. Let's do a show about nothing.
Yeah, I think it would work.
The Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work. We're going to do a show about gardening.
You know what's funny, Tiger? He's tired. He's a little loopy, but this is when he's the most fun sometimes.
Well, we can get things by him right now and kind of poke at him a little bit.
But he's very quick-witted. He's very quick. But I'm not in the mood to argue or debate this morning, as I mentioned. So
I lost my computer at the airport.
Attaboy.
What? I went to get something to eat. I actually went to Dunkin' Donuts, and I got a blueberry muffin and a macchiato. So tasted the muffin. I thought it's not horrible. I can eat this.
Which airport is this?
This is in Midway in Chicago.
Okay, not O'Hare, but the other one, Midway.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Try to go to Midway whenever I can, and Southwest uses Midway. So I went to take a sip of the coffee, and I said, it couldn't be that bad. So I took one more sip, and I just had to throw the whole thing away. And because of that, I thought, this isn't really going to be a good breakfast. Let me go see if I can get something else. I went next door to another company, and I left my computer bag just sitting there.
Well, they don't like bags that are just sitting there by themselves at the airport.
Apparently somebody turned it in because I went back and it was gone. But I did. It had my plane tickets in it too.
Now, how did you know where to go to retrieve it?
Well, there were some official type like policemen standing right outside where people were sitting down eating. There was a little information booth there, so I went over and asked them. And then I saw it was sitting right there. So.
You know what? You're very fortunate.
Yeah.
Very fortunate. Somebody could have got a free computer and a trip to San Diego.
Yeah. And I lost my phone twice and got that back twice. So,
who's raising you?
I told you I was there by myself. I don't know. Did I tell you guys I did the show by myself?
Had I been there, like the time that you and I spent, about 3 or 4 hours in the Atlanta airport? Remember that? When we came from Bayer in North Carolina? North Carolina, South Carolina?
Yeah, we bought Nellie Neal a coffee.
Yeah, and we had to, plane flew us to Atlanta and then stop over to San Diego, back here to San Diego. And John and I were in the airport. I kept my eye on him. He was good. I went to the bathroom with him just to make sure that, you know, he was safe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and I see what happens when he's by himself.
When we travel with him, we put on one of those little leashes, yep. You know, with the little monkey backpack on him.
Yep. You know, I have to tell you that even though I was, once again, by
myself doing the whole show.
I was in the booth, and I could only get around before and after the show. And the nice people from Bayer actually came over and gave me a presentation. They said, we know you can't get out of your booth. So they came over, and I am so excited about some of the products that they have coming out next year.
Well, let's explain to people who don't know. You were in Chicago this last week for what, trade show?
Yeah, it's called the IGC show, the Independent Garden Center show. So none of the big chains like Home Depot or Lowe's or people like that. It's geared towards tiger-type businesses.
Mm-hmm. Mom-and-pop nurseries all around the country.
Right. Which really need to be supported, absolutely.
Yeah, well, they can offer things that you can't find mm-hmm. if you go to some of the big chains.
Right.
So, Bayer brought some, they've changed their name, by the way, instead of Bayer Advanced, it's now Bio Advanced.
Bayer Bio Advanced.
No.
Just Bio.
Bio Advanced,
Oh,
yeah.
Bio Advanced.
And they've got some of the most exciting organic products that I've ever seen. They're so exciting that Tiger still doesn't believe that they're true.
Exactly. You guys were talking about it before the show this morning.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to see it and try it to believe it.
Definitely. Tiger. And that's the cool thing about like this show, what John's mentioning, is that these are where innovative new products are introduced. Because a mom-and-pop garden center across the country can easily incorporate this and get it out to the retail public, where for a chain
It's a whole song and dance.
Exactly. And if it's not proven to sell,
right.
They won't introduce
no,
it.
No.
If it's not been, you know, effective or whatever else, they're not going to willing to put it on their product line. But if you go to a mom-and-pop nursery and you find this, it was an organic lawn food that prevented weeds, And it fed for 6 months.
This is what John's
from
talking
Bio
about.
Yeah. Exactly. Which is shockingly unbelievable to me.
Well, what it does is it kills existing weeds when you spray.
Mm-hmm.
Then it prevents all weeds for 6 months, and it feeds.
Yeah.
So whatever they got, you know, some scientist in a white coat came up with a solution.
Well, no, was this their organic one? Or was that not one that was organic? I can't remember. You take me a list of things.
You know, there's so many different things here that
I can see.
Some of them are natural products.
But
so
I
it's
can
not
see
even
why
just...
you're kind of mystified about this, because it's going to kill and it's going to help grow at the same time.
Yeah,
it's going to kill something and yet give what it needs all the nutrients.
Oh, I forgot to tell
much.
You, it also kills crabgrass.
It's the miracle product.
So
it grows hair.
Yeah.
Well, it's limited to artificial turf.
It's pretty good. Yeah, told you he's funny when he's tired.
That's a good one.
Is good.
Then they have a new, it's not organic, but they've got a new rose fertilizer that has humic acid, micronutrients, and feeds your roses for 4 months.
Spectacular.
So you put it out and...
One time. I mean, 4 months is almost a rose season.
Well, if you live in the Midwest or, you know, in colder climates,
you're going to need it.
One time, maybe in California twice.
Pretty awesome.
It's getting easier and easier to do this, folks. If you're kind of waiting by the wayside there, you know, jump in, start gardening.
The new plant, by the way, the new plant that everyone was excited about, and not so, it won't be so much for Southern California or the southern states, but definitely for anything up north. Is hydrangea, we used to call them in Michigan PGs, mm-hmm. It stands for Paniculata grandiflora. There's a new one called vanilla strawberry. And if you've seen hydrangea PGs before, they've got huge conical heads, as big if not bigger than a regular hydrangea flower. And they're usually white. And this one here is a bright white, but after it's been out for a while, it turns to pink. So it's vanilla strawberry.
That's cool.
Yeah, a lot of people... And the other thing about this is you can grow it if as long as you're not in really hot areas, you grow it in full sun.
I was going to say it's a cooler climate hydrangea.
Yeah. I have one at my house, though, because my wife saw it online and insisted that we get one. So we'll see. I got it from White Flower Farm, and I put it in it came in a one-gallon container. And just before I went to Chicago, I put it in a two-gallon. And it's got a couple blossoms on it now.
Nice.
They're pure white. We'll see if they
did you see
color.
The picture I sent you of your palms that I transplanted?
Those are your palms now.
Well, I tell you what, that HBO.
HBO 101.
You know what? I'm not sure that should be legal. That stuff works
HBO
immediately.
HBO is for Game of Thrones.
Did I say HBO?
Yeah.
HB 101. See? Look at he's the tired one. Of course, I'm tired, too, but yeah. Thank you. Yeah, that HB 101.
It's all right. I'll carry the show today.
Please do. Is unbelievable.
I need to be tired again.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, I'm a big believer now. I believed before, but I'm a big believer now.
HB 101. They had a booth over at the show.
Please tell me they were dressed as, what was it called?
The guy that was in the booth was the samurai on the picture of the HB 101 advertising.
Yeah.
He was the only one there, but I didn't have time to talk to him. I did talk to someone. I asked Tiger to see if he could get them on the show. And what's her name?
Patsy Coles. Sandy a seed.
Yeah, Sandy a seed. She's got dozens and dozens of varieties of just peppers, including Carolina Reaper, which is the world's hottest pepper.
You know, we should have a contest. See if somebody can eat one of those.
Then. Oh, that would be a fun one.
Bring him in studio.
I have an ambulance.
You know what? I think I've seen that on Facebook.
We might do it again.
No, maybe it was on YouTube.
Hey, welcome to our Facebook viewers. Welcome wherever you're listening to us. It is Garden America Saturday morning. Brian Main, John Begnasco, Tiger Palafox, 855-424-9825 is our number. Or email us. Coming right back.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call
the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Snapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good, she looked fine. She looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind before I knew it.
It is exactly 22 minutes after the hour. Thank you so much for being right there, watching us on Facebook or listening to us wherever you are. Garden America, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Main. Good morning. 855-424-9825. If you want to pick up the phone, call us. You can also email us. And again, that's john@gardenamerica.com. Or post your questions and comments right there on Facebook. You can also chat with each other, too, as you watch the show here. Broadcast exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. I noticed on Facebook, Tiger, you put... England and mushrooms.
Europe.
England and Europe is kind of the title of today's show. And speaking of that, oh, you got to give the quote of the week, John.
England and Europe or mushrooms in Europe?
Something, yeah, like that. You go to it's on our Facebook
page.
It's
a real trip, man.
See? Those are fun days, Tiger. Problem is, we can't remember them. John, are you looking for the quote, John?
I've got the quote.
Okay.
Do you want to hear the quote?
Love to hear the quote. So would our people on Facebook and on the radio.
Okay, the quote of the week was, plant and your spouse plants with you. Weed and you weed alone.
That's very good.
And that was from Jean-Jacques Rousseau, the French philosopher back in the 1700s.
Wow.
So some things never change.
They never change. That's right. That's great.
That is the truth.
Our guest is ready to go, Tiger, our first hour guest here. Let's get moving.
All right.
We're going to be talking with Matt Ratliff.
Matt Ratliff is standing by.
Yeah, right. John will tell us more about Matt. Sorry.
I wanted to see how much you knew about Matt, that's all.
Well, Matt is a mycologist, and we've had him on the show before.
Wait, mycologist or yourcologist?
He's a mycologist.
Okay.
And mycologists are interested in mushrooms.
All that fungus. Fun guy, right?
Yeah, and he is a fun guy. So welcome to the show, Matt.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
All right. I think we're a little loopy. We haven't had enough sleep, so we're happy to talk to you and bring some stability to the show this morning. But we're going to be talking...
I'm a little sleep-deprived myself, so no guarantees.
Uh-oh.
You fit right in, Matt.
Perfect.
So, Matt, why don't you give us a little bit about... I may not have gotten the definition of mycology correct, but maybe explain a little bit about what it is and what your background is in mycology.
Well, a mycologist is actually someone who studies fungus in general. For example, a medical mycologist is someone who's going to work with antibiotics, things like that, that are derived from fungus. Mm-hmm. My background, my formal education is actually in horticulture. We kind of started as a produce farm up here in northern Minnesota, Zone 3. We're effectively the coldest part of the continental U.S. Yay us. So we were looking for things that we could grow without having to heat our greenhouses and things throughout the winter. So we kind of stumbled upon different types of mushrooms. Very quickly kind of took everything over. So now we're up to 40 different types of edible mushrooms we cultivate here on our farm.
Wow. Now, we've sold your mushroom kits on our website before, but you've made some type of change in the way that you sell your kits, right? They used to be, they came in boxes, and I remember Sharon had one. I think it was the pink oyster mushroom and oyster shell mushroom, and she said that it worked really well, and she couldn't believe how quickly they grew. But you're changing the way that people grow these now?
Right. Kind of our philosophy on the farm is really, and again, we've kind of developed into a research facility at this point, but our ultimate goal is to get as many people as possible to grow as much of their own organic food as they can. Then we're all better off. So using that as kind of our core philosophy, the box kits were really more of a novelty. You punched a few holes, you got some mushrooms, it was kind of fun to watch them grow. But we've kind of redesigned our kits to make it really a value for the customer. So if you can find oyster mushrooms in a retail box store, they're usually about $6-7 for 3.5 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
So these kits, our XL kits, can now produce $80 to $90 worth of mushrooms for $25. So that's kind of what we've been driving for, to make this really a good value for the consumer.
And now, mushrooms have been quite a big trend, I think, in the past few years because besides, and then there's the people that say, "Oh, I don't want to eat mushrooms," but the mushrooms you're talking about, there's amazing flavor and value to them, right? I mean, this isn't just like the standard white mushroom that you found in your salad back in the day. These are varieties that actually you can use into, as a, like a burger substitute, much more flavor, and, you know.
Well, not only flavor, Matt has varieties with special health benefits too, right?
Right. Actually, primary decomposing mushrooms, most of what we grow, are the only non-animal source of vitamin D on the planet. It's kind of fun. Mushrooms actually breathe oxygen, output carbon dioxide, break down carbons, and produce vitamin D. So they're much closer to an animal than a plant.
That's so you have a farm, a mushroom farm there where you're raising animals, not just plants. That's neat.
You don't
pretty
have
much
to milk
like
them,
when you
though.
Go, you don't go pick mushrooms, you go hunting for mushrooms. So there's a lot a lot of correlations between animals versus plants on this side of the world.
And real quick, one of the things that I thought was really interesting with mushrooms too is that, I mean, they're not a byproduct, but unlike a plant, like a tomato, that you're going to fertilize and you're going to grow and you're going to raise it, a mushroom kind of is grown from a lot of decomposing material and almost like byproduct products, right? I mean, you know, when you go to a mushroom farm, like a commercial mushroom farm, they use horse manures and they use a lot of excess products that are in other industries to grow the mushrooms. So it's a really low impact product.
It is. It's actually what we use is vegetative byproducts from organic farms. So a lot of our oyster kits are straw based. So we're able to recycle those vegetative byproducts, turn it into food. So it's a great way to kind of upcycle, if you will. But we don't raise those buttons, portobellos, criminis, or the psilocybins, the ones you guys couldn't remember from back in the day.
Exactly.
Just because they all grow on pasteurized manure, and that's not a process we're going to do here on the farm.
Well, tell us a little bit about what the change was. You said you can produce $80 to $90 worth of mushrooms from one of your kits. Now, what was the physical change in the kit? For anyone who's bought one before, what should they expect this time?
Well, the big change is now we're going to actually water that kit. Before, it was literally instant gratification in a box. Punch holes, get mushrooms. So it was all self-contained. Now you're actually going to open that kit, put that block in a little bit of water, and then give it a mist or two every day. We tell people mist it on your way to and from work. So most of mushrooms, the part we actually eat, is primarily water. So by continuing to water this thing, we're going to get a larger volume output. So that's kind of the primary change.
You know what? I was just thinking, for we always have people that say, I've got a dark room and can't get anything to grow. What kind of houseplant can I use? Maybe mushrooms. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk to Matt about the lion's mane mushroom, because this one really fascinates
me. All right, going to take a break. Matt, do stay with us. And the rest of you, 855-424-9825, a question for Matt or one of us. You can also email us, john@gardenamerica.com, or right there on Facebook if you're watching our show. Post your question, your comment right there. I'm Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. This is Garden America.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, Think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree, too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Minutes after the hour back here on your Saturday morning. Thank you for tuning in, listening. It is Garden America, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Main. John at GardenAmerica.com for those email questions. And again, if you want to call us, simply dial 855-424-9825. Actually, you're punching, not dialing. It's not 1965 anymore. Biz Talk Radio, the network, Garden America Radio Network. And we're going to continue our conversation with the Mushroom Man himself.
Right, we're talking to Matt Ratliff about mushrooms and about how you can grow them at home and how easy it is. But prior to the break, I mentioned to Matt that I'm fascinated with the lion's mane mushroom. First of all, because of its appearance, but second of all, because of all the benefits associated with us. And maybe you could tell us a little bit about that, Matt.
Definitely. The fun part about the lion's mane is we can actually cultivate that multiple different ways. And for people that aren't familiar with it, I'd recommend just Googling pictures of it. Like you said, it's got a really, really unique appearance to it. Almost looks fuzzy, but they're actually very dense inside. So the benefits to this thing are really just beginning to become discovered. It's got anti-cancer properties. It's great for neurological health, proven to lower glucose levels. It can protect against stomach ulcers, anxiety, anti-fatigue, even some anti-aging properties that they're really just starting to research now.
Brian, you and I need this.
No, we've been using it.
Tiger doesn't need it, but you
and
actually, I need
this. Tiger's 65, and he does use it.
Yeah.
Look how good he looks.
Exactly.
So all these benefits, and what about the flavor?
Has a great seafood flavor. Almost like crab. It has that same dense kind of flaky texture as well. So I'm not even joking. We actually lock a couple of our small greenhouses at night because my vegan mother-in-law will come foraging.
That's awesome.
Like, she went vegan, she misses seafood, and we got to keep her out of there.
But, that's
a
great.
Good substitute for her, then.
Normally
funny.
You would lock the front door. But
the back door, see? Yeah. She knows where it's stored, the good stuff, where the good stuff is.
That's amazing. Right. Now, am I mistaken, or wasn't this one of the more difficult mushrooms for people to grow at home?
It is. If you wanted to grow it indoors, you actually... So a lot of the indoor products I grow in a wood-based media. Mm-hmm. You need an autoclave, a clean room, a hazmat suit, a full-face respirator, and a whole lot of bleach. So that really discouraged a lot of people from growing it indoors. But once we get them to that sterilized, inoculated kit, pretty much anyone can do it at that point. You can also grow these in a log. So we sell the plug spawn through Garden America. If you wanted to inoculate your own log, they really like something dense like an oak or a maple. Or if you don't want to go fell a healthy tree, we do sell the pre-inoculated logs. And we actually trademarked that term, the neglectable perennial. It's like every gardener's dream, right?
Yeah. Well, now the kits are In the past, I've had people tell me they've had trouble, at least in the south, southwest here, with the logs. But the kit is probably a better way to go.
It's a faster way to go. Just like the Oyster kits, our goal was to make it a really good value for the customer. So they still have that $25 price point, and they're going to produce a few pounds of lion's manes. Those, again, when you can find them in high-end co-ops and places like that, normally retail, at least in Minnesota, for about $30 a pound.
Wow. Definitely want to grow your own.
Yeah, you do.
So with mushrooms, they sound like they're easy to grow. You don't have to worry about probably diseases, since they are a disease.
It's a disease to begin with.
What are the difficulties? What is the hardest thing that people find about growing a mushroom? Is it keeping it wet? Is it the right location? I mean, what do you think people need to consider when they're growing their own mushrooms?
Yeah, does anything eat them that you've got to watch out for?
Besides your mother?
Our farm is literally in the middle of the woods in northern Minnesota. We have bear in our front yard. We have deer, turkey, any kind of critter except for moose you can imagine in Minnesota. And what we found interesting is the only thing that'll touch them is chipmunks. They'll actually run sideways down our log rows, take a nibble out of one, spit it out because they don't like it, go down a few logs, and the process repeats. The cool part about the mushrooms on the logs is they'll actually grow to heal themselves, unlike the tomatoes in your garden.
Oh, I never knew that.
What does that mean?
Well, like if you take a bite out of the mushroom,
it'll replenish
itself.
Wow.
Correct. You'll see a little divot. If that mushroom was had a nibble taken out of it, was small, by the time it reaches maturity, it'll just have a little divot where it actually healed itself.
So you just, again, close if to you an just nibble a little bit at a time, you'll just always keep having mushrooms.
Oh, Tiger's trying to figure out how to save money here. Exactly. So he's thinking he's going to eat it very, very slowly, and will it always be there?
No, it's kind of like when you got into your parents' liquor cabinet and you try to refill it with just a little bit of water so they didn't know. So you just a little nibble at a time. Nobody will know.
You know, you are old enough, you could just buy your own.
That's too expensive.
I know, John, you're speechless. I'm trying to find something negative about this, and there doesn't appear to be.
The last thing, because we are running out of time, but the last thing I wanted to ask Matt is maybe if he could share, as we mentioned earlier in the interview, if you want button mushrooms or portobellos, you can go to your local supermarket and buy those. But these are a lot of unusual varieties with all kinds of different benefits. And I thought maybe you might let our listeners know about a couple varieties that you think that they really should be aware of that, you know, may be a little more unusual.
Well, the lion's manes, like you said, are something, especially in your guys' climates, you're not going to really find native all that often. The health benefits and the cost savings are amazing, even on the indoor kits for the lion's manes. And if you have more patience, again, the logs are perennial. It takes a season or two to become established. But the biggest value for our customers would probably be that shiitake mushroom lot. Once established, they're going to produce for 4 to 6 years or longer, producing hundreds of dollars worth of mushrooms over their life. You'd mentioned earlier, John, that pink oyster. That's the one tropical we do. That one's actually from Indonesia. So, again, not something you're normally going to find in a supermarket or a chain store. So those are kind of the big ones that are not native to North America.
Somebody was telling me about a variety, I think it's from Japan, that everybody's always looking for. Is that enough information for you to go on?
Well, shiitake's Japanese. Right. Mutake is the Japanese for the hen of the woods.
Maybe that's the one I was thinking of, yeah.
There's also the Matsutake, what you guys have in the mountains up in Northern California.
Not the teriyaki, John.
Right.
There's a lot to know about mushrooms. And, Matt, I want to thank you for taking the time to be on our show. And do you have a website people can go to if they want more information?
In fact, the benefit of being a private research farm, we can pretty much share anything we'd like. It's ready2fruitmushrooms.com. That's the number two. So ready2fruitmushrooms.com. Uh-huh. We also, if you had some customer questions or cultivation questions, regardless of whether you get your spawn from us or not, we want you to be successful. We want you to grow your own food. Mm-hmm. So our toll-free number is 888-33-SHROOMS. not the shrooms you're thinking, but 888-33 shrooms. Otherwise, if you just want to give a kit a shot or cultivate your own, Gardens America has all of our stuff right there.
All right. Well, thanks so much for taking time out of your day to share these great mushroom tips with us, Matt.
Oh, you're very welcome. You guys get some sleep. You sound as rough as I do.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
So we couldn't find anything negative. We kept trying to, you know, what's the negative? Or what?
Well, what's the hard part?
Yeah, what's the hard part?
You know, it's got to be a difficult thing.
Well, can you believe that lion's mane? I mean, do you remember, Tiger will never remember this, but I think we've talked about it before, Little Abner. Do you remember Schmooze? That they were these little characters that would fulfill your every desire. If you were hungry, they would flip over and
Into something?
You could eat them and they would taste like steak or whatever. Here you've got a mushroom that tastes like crab and has got the same texture as crab, has anti-cancer, anti-aging properties.
And if you eat it slow enough, it'll always be there.
Yeah, exactly. Regenerates. You just eat a little bit at a time.
It fills itself in.
You need to Google lion's mane mushroom, Tiger, just to see what these things look like. They're amazing.
We're going
to
take a break. We've got one more segment coming up here. Hour number one. Questions to John at GardenAmerica.com, also right there on Facebook, or call us at 855-424-9825. We're going to step aside, taking a break. Garden America is coming right back.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is our final segment, 52 minutes after the hour here back with Garden America. Happy Saturday. Thank you for spending part of your weekend with us. I'm Brian Main along with John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Lines open at 855-424-9825. You can also email us, and again, that's john@gardenamerica.com. Biz Talk Radio Network, happy weekend to you. What you looking at, John? I see you're looking at yourself in my monitor.
Anytime he sees a picture
of himself.
I was.
I'm trying to do that and keep track of the my email at the same time, because we got an email question from Cheryl up in Grants Pass, Oregon. She said that last week, or maybe it was a couple weeks ago, the Tiger answered her question about pruning her hedges, and she said the connection was kind of bad. She didn't get all of it. So she wondered if Tiger could maybe repeat those directions.
Well, I remember when she sent over the picture of the hedge that there was a lot of dead wood in there, and we told her to remove that to promote healthy growth as far as the hedge overall. And then I think she was also referring to the time of year, and I said go ahead and prune it now, which would be okay, because I think it was getting a bit tall and she needed to prune it down. And when you do prune the hedge, don't prune it to the height that you want it to be. Prune it a bit lower than that so you give it some room to grow. I mean, one of the biggest mistakes I see people make is with certain hedges, like a photinia. Mm-hmm. It's got this beautiful red foliage that comes out on the new growth. Right. Well, people prune it to the height they want it, and so it's always a green, bland hedge. Or if they would just prune it down another foot, you have this beautiful red growth, and then let it grow up, and then you prune it down and prune it a foot below what you want it to be. And that's what you want to do Unless it's one of those boxwoods privet hedge, which are kind of standard staples.
It's going to be green all the time anyway.
Exactly. So this one, I remember, we couldn't quite identify it, but it looked like it had some uniqueness to it, where if she pruned it down a little bit more and then let it grow, it would be a lot prettier of a hedge. And then on the hedges, I would prune them almost monthly just to keep up on them. Because, so that was our advice.
I hope that helps and the connection was better this time.
You know, another tip on pruning hedges is if you're not going to prune them, and this is really not the best way to do it, but if you're not going to prune a perfect rectangle, some people will leave the hedges wider at the top and then kind of slant them down towards the base. And that's the worst way to prune a hedge, because you're shading the bottom leaves and you're going to get all kinds of bare spots.
Yeah.
So the top of the hedge should be thinner than the bottom of the hedge.
Yep.
And you should angle it down that way. That way both sides or the entire hedge gets sun and it'll be nice and full.
Would you consider that an official hedge tip from John Bagnasco?
An official
hedge tip.
He'll put a seal of approval on it.
How to keep your hedges trimmed.
Yeah.
855-424-9825.
Brian, you're always hedging your bets.
I am. I always watch Sonic the Hedgehog as well.
Hey, you know,
any more hedge jokes?
At the show, I stopped by the Certified Roses booth.
Shocking.
In the auction that's coming out this year, we have a rose called Shirley's Bouquet.
Will I be auctioning that, or is that a silent?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
But I'd never seen it, and I didn't know anything about it. And when I got the Certified Roses catalog, I saw that it was in there. And Shirley's Bouquet is a white hybrid tea, and I think it's fragrant, if I recall. But it looked really nice. Ever since I heard about the rose, I wondered, who in the heck is Shirley? And Shirley was a secretary at Certified Roses who ended up being president of the company.
Wow, that's cool.
So she worked her way up from secretary to president. I guess she's been there for 50 years.
I guess that deserves a rose being named after you.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, so
she,
Shirley.
You got a nice rose. But that just shows if you work at something you really love, you can. You know, eventually you're going to excel.
Right. Passion.
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny. I took your catalog from your stack of papers over there, and I'm looking at the back advertisement for this Certified Rose catalog. And I'm going to kind of see if I can hold it up for the camera a little bit when it comes my way. But it's got a woman in the garden, in her garden with roses, and she has on those ripped jeans.
They weren't ripped when she started working in the roses.
I was going to say, these are becoming more and more popular nowadays, but I always make fun of them because I'm like, man.
You buy them that way.
If you need a new pair of jeans, just let me know. I can go down there and get you a $30 pair of jeans.
But see, that's just it. You pay extra for the ripped.
Yeah. So, the roses, it's for millennials, too. This isn't an old school fad, John.
So, the ripped jeans?
Well, roses—they're catering towards the new generation.
I frequently hear the comment in garden centers when people are asking about roses, and they're usually millennials, and their question is, "Don't you have any roses like my parents used to grow?" Because if you go into a lot of stores, all you find, or at least all you've been able to find for the past maybe 10 years, have been knockout roses or iceberg. And I think a lot of people remember hybrid teas and their parents cutting them to put in bouquets. And I think they're becoming popular again.
Hey, next hour, John, we got to talk about something, and we're going to have a special guest on. And who might that be?
Oh, we're going to talk to Matthew Brumley, and he's going to talk about this great tip that we've put together.
Trip.
He's going to give tips about the trip.
Tips about the trips from Matthew Brumley. We're taking a bunch of people to England, July 2018.
Rather than a bunch, this time we're going to take a select group.
Oh, a select group. So if you're one of the chosen few, you're privileged.
And the way you're chosen is you've got to sign up and pay for it, but Matthew says that this is the greatest garden trip, that one of the greatest garden trips he's ever put together. And we've already had a lot of people sign up.
Yes.
We're going to try to limit the trip to about 30 to 35 people. So we'll talk to Matthew. We'll give you all the highlights of the trip, tell you what you need to do to join us.
And we'll see you on the other side. We've got news coming up on many of these Garden America BizTalk Radio affiliates. We are back at 6 minutes after, so do stay with us. Continue to watch us on Facebook. Call us 855-424-9825. Questions, comments, or make your questions or comments right there on Facebook or john@gardenamerica.com. Brian, John Tiger coming back at 6 minutes after. Do stay with us.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.